Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa talking about domestic violence, domestic abuse, and today, am I really being abused? We're going to try and define abuse, give a few statistics, and give you a phone number to call in case you need to talk to someone. The national hotline number is 800-799-7233. The national hotline for domestic abuse and domestic violence is 800-799-7233. And for the hearing and impaired, that number is 800-787-3224. Please have pencil and paper to write down information we're going to share with you today. And hopefully you can share the information with other people, give them the phone number to call. They can just ask questions and chitty-chat if they have concerns. Okay, so domestic abuse is a pattern of coercive, controlling behavior. It's someone getting you to do something that you do not want to do. It's a controlling behavior that is a pervasive, life-threatening crime, and it's affecting people in all our communities. There are not any community that is immune from being controlled by someone else. In all of our communities, regardless of gender, age, sexual orientation, gender, race, ethnicity, religion, no matter what the social status is of an individual, whether it's an immigration status or et cetera, no one is barred from being abused or abused by someone. Let's not get it wrong. Being abused is not a form of love. May I repeat that? Being abused is not a form of love. It is one person in a relationship having power and control over the other person. And before I forget, please check that you want to be a follower so that you may be given notice of the forthcoming show, and also write down comments, any questions that you may have or concerns or subject matters you may want me to expound on. So, abuser uses violence, intimidation, degradation, and isolation to deprive victims of their dignity, respect, and who they are. And I was about to say, as I go over the material to present each Tuesday, over again, and there's a reason for that. As I am sharing the information, I am seeing where at times I was being abused and was not aware of what was going on. And not only that, by hearing the information presented in different ways, somehow it's allowing me to heal. I married in 1988, not going to get into all that, but in 1994, I really knew something was wrong. Didn't know what it was, but I knew something was wrong within my marital relationship. And I believe it was not until 1988, I think, I really don't remember, maybe I had to correct earlier in one of the other shows, when my sister, who was a LCSW, had attended a conference, and she said, oh, that's my sister. And when she came and shared the information with me, I listened to what she said, and it wasn't long after that that the Spirit of the Lord allowed me to know that I was being emotionally and verbally abused. And it's a scar. It's a scar that you will probably carry for quite some time. So that's why these shows are so beneficial, because it's also a healing process to hear the information and to know that you are not alone. So since we started the show, I can't get into much detail right now, but I am really beginning to take back control being manipulated. And it has not been easy, but I'm beginning to take back control. So hopefully, as you continue to hear the show and go back and listen to some of the other recordings, as you continue to listen to the show and to write down information and to say, oh, this sounds like something I've experienced, write it down. Write it down. Okay, so 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have experienced some form of physical violence by an intimate partner. And I don't want to forget, domestic abuse occur in your workplace. It can occur among your family members, with a mother and her children, between siblings. So there are no boundaries where someone will try to get control over someone else. You just need to be aware of what is going on and what you can do about it. The one thing that you can do is call people that are trained that can listen to what you have to say, not question you, just listen to what you have to say. That number for the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 800-799-7233. Once again, that number is 800-799-7233. For the hearing and impaired, that number is 800-787-3224. Once again, 800-787-3224. So domestic violence takes many forms. It could be physical, emotional, economical, or economic, stalking, harassment. Of these are types of domestic violence. And just so that you will know, physical abuse does not always have to leave marks or cause permanent damage. I'll repeat that. Physical abuse does not always leave marks or cause permanent damage. Biting, grabbing, spitting, shoving, pushing, slapping, punching, throwing objects to hurt or intimidate you. These are all forms of physical abuse. Destroying possessions or treasured objects. When I saw this today, I remembered I graduated college in 78. And during that time, you got the, I think they're called Kitchen Queen, stainless steel waterless cooking pots, your flatware and your dinnerware. Anyway, I burnt my large pot. I think it's called a Dutch oven. I burnt the pot, and I set it in the garage because I was going to clean it out. Next thing I knew, my husband threw my pot away, threw my brand new pot away. It was basically new because I hardly ever used it. And I was so upset. So here in, I don't know, maybe 2014 or 15, that one pot alone cost anywhere from $300 to $600 just for the one pot. So no, I did not replace it. So that was one thing that really caught my eye as I was doing some research for today. Hurting or threatening to hurt your children or pets pattern to make you feel exhausted. Burning you, strangling you, attempting or attacking, or threatening to attack you with a weapon. Now, I want you to know men are not the only one that abuse women. Women also abuse men. So later on in the series, I really don't know when, We're going to talk about why men stay in abusive relationships, why when they are being abused, they stay in relationships. And I'm going to probably dedicate one whole show just to that. Kill you. These are all characteristics of domestic violence. You have emotional or psychological abuse. Emotional or psychological abuse is a behavior your partner uses to control you or damage your emotional well-being. It can be verbal or nonverbal. And I have experienced the verbal as well as the nonverbal. So we want you to know that in abusive relationship, what you need to do is call the 800 number, 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. We only have 3 minutes left. For the hearing impaired, that number is 800-787-3224. That is 800-787-3224. So let's throw out some more statistics. 1 in 4 women, 1 in 9 men experience severe intimate partner physical violence, contact violence, or intimate partner stalking with impacts such as injury, fearfulness, post-traumatic stress disorder, use of victim services, contraction of sexually transmitted diseases. So all of this can come about from domestic violence. We want to get into, I don't know if I'm going to be able to cover it today, but how children are affected by domestic violence. 1 in 5 women, 1 in 71 men in the United States has been raped in their lifetime. 1 in 5 women, 1 in 71 men in the United States has been raped in their lifetime. And I was molested by an older brother. I think I was 9 years old. I used to really know all the details. I was 9 years old. My parents had gone away, and my great aunt, the person that raised my mother after her mother died at the age of 16, was sleeping in my mother's bedroom with her door open, and my door was open as well. But I was sexually abused by my brother. I did not share that information with my mother. I think I was 9 years old, so I must have been 19, I don't know, 60, 65 or 64. And I told my mother right then, and I think it's somewhere in one of my presentations that's recorded. Mother told me in 2011, I believe, that she believed me. She just did not know what to do. So when your children come to you, just don't turn them away. She didn't turn me away. She listened to me, but she didn't know what to do. Women between the ages of 18 to 24 are most commonly abused by an intimate partner. 19% of domestic violence involves a weapon. So we don't have much time left today. I am going to continue in this series and try to go through all of this information that I have to share with you. And remember, you are not in this alone. There are more people in domestic violence than you are probably aware of. Call the National Hotline if you have questions or concerns. May God be with you. Hope to see you on next Tuesday, and thank you for listening.